fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the very first day of November, year of our Lord 2023. Yes, we begin live broadcasting here at Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday with the John Moore Show. And we begin my show with the Pledge of Allegiance. We have with us this morning Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Louisiana to Mississippi, to do the pledge with us. Everybody stand. Face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. And good morning, Chance. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy, as always. Well, what's new, if anything, with your observations of the effects of the COVID class shot in your neighborhood, sir?
Well, nothing much, unfortunately, John, or really, I guess, fortunately, John, people are focused now on, as you know, it was 1st of November, focusing on Thanksgiving and Christmas, so very much going on as far as abnormality with it around here these days.
Okay, all right.
Just a few deaths here and there, but don't know if it was connected or not, but most likely it was.
In your travels around your area, are people talking about continuing to get more clot shots, more boosters, as they're called? Or are they declining, if you know?
They're declining, and they don't plan on getting any new ones if they do come out with them. I do know that.
Well, I guess that's some good news. Okay. Well, we appreciate that update. Anything else for us, Deputy?
Well, you know, I believe Monday y'all was talking about the Doomsday Bird being up and all that.
Right.
Well, my first day at Air Force in Louisiana, which is a good second place to live, in my opinion. But I used to operate a 2 direct links to it while I was stationed there, a half duplex voice system and a Morse code between us and it. Because Barksdale is a backup headquarters for SAC if SAC was to get hit, or used to be anyway, when it back when I was in service.
Right. Interesting. So, interesting.
And it was a 24/7 back when the Soviet Union was you know, in play. But of course, I think they did stand down with it once the Soviet Union broke up and all that. But whenever there is a threat, it will be out 24/7.
All right. All right. Well, that's a good update. Thank you. Anything else?
No, that's it. Other than y'all take care as always, of course. God bless you and Mrs. Moore and Chance and, of course, the Moore Nation. And it's getting cold, and which I'm enjoying. I know you don't like it too much.
Well, not when it gets to below freezing. It's a struggle for me. Okay. Well, thank you, Deputy. We look forward to having you back next week.
Sure, and Kazuski.
Roger that. Good patient Wendy Greener, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods in the beautiful state of Texas, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic. And this company is now offering an excellent, high-quality shelter that can be used as a weekend retreat or a housing in an emergency. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. It's great to be on the show this morning. I was just typing something in the chat for our producer. You know, Deputy was talking about the cold coming in. Yeah, I just got news that within the next couple of weeks, they're expecting a huge cold front coming into Texas, focusing on central Texas. And we're looking at temperatures. They're going to be in the low 30s, possibly to the point of freezing in the very near future. And so the joke here in Texas is we have two seasons, summer and winter, and cold and hot. That's it. Boy, that's pretty soon, don't you think, for freezing temperatures?
It is. And we're getting unseasonably cold weather here also. Several weeks earlier than we expected, but we're dealing with it. It's something that we knew was coming as it comes every year, and it's just here a few weeks early, so we'll deal with it, and life goes on, as they say. I was reading a report based on statistics from the Cleveland Clinic, which is a pretty well-known healthcare organization, and we have pretty good numbers now about what happens to people who get 1, 2, 3, 4, or even 5 boosters from the COVID clot shot. And because they're capable of keeping good records, they have excellent records. If the first shot you get reduces your life expectancy by 7%, each one after that increases it by another 7%, your chance of dying. Which means if you get 5 of these, you've reduced your lifespan by 35 years. The clot shot plus 5 boosters. The article starts out with the Deagle report, which was published quite a few years ago, taken off the internet, but we still have access to it. That prediction, Deagle is a private intelligence company, that by 14 months from now, which is January 2025, 14 months from now, two-thirds of the people in this country will be dead. That's a pretty short time span there, isn't it, Chance?
Well, it's pretty devastating, I can tell you that. I've read the same thing, and it was available for a little while, and then it's funny how they just tend to try to erase, you know, history. No, that's devastating. Those kind of numbers are devastating. And then the 35 years off of your life, if you have taken up to 5 shots, that's also pretty devastating. And, you know, we pray for the people who were misinformed or didn't have the availability to listen to podcasts like yours and get the truth, that we have something in the near future that can reverse some of this damage, but it's highly doubtful, isn't it, John?
It is. it is. And those who did not get it, it's not a matter of education. Mark Levine, a very bright guy, published a number of books. He got the clot shot. My neighbor down the street, who's a high school dropout, did not get the clot shot. So my neighbor down the street had more discernment through whatever means than Mark did. It doesn't shame.
Well, that's it, right? That's what it comes down to. It's almost like back in 2020, my wife and I had this discussion when COVID first started, you know, well, whatever you want to call that, reaching out to, you know, U.S. citizens. And we said, you know what? Something just doesn't feel right. Gut instinct, something just doesn't feel right about this. And so we got on a protocol of vitamin C, D3, zinc, selenium, right? High doses of vitamin C. And we both, you know, got COVID. And I was down for 3 days and my wife lost her sense of smell, but we came out of it very quickly, right? And then we just let Mother Nature take over from there. So that person that doesn't have an education who just felt like, you know, something doesn't add up.
Right.
That's what you want to pay attention to in the future as well.
Absolutely. Well, I noticed in the spring of 2020, one of the major hospitals in St. Louis, they set up several tents on parking lots where you could drive through and be tested for COVID. I drove past these to see if there was any activity. I never saw more than two or three cars, typically nobody there at all. St. Louis County has about 2.5 million people, residents, and people just weren't lining up to be tested. They simply weren't, not in any great numbers. There's very, very few people. And of course, I've now established to my own satisfaction that the swabs were not sterile that they were using, these long swabs, they were sticking through a person's nose up to the brain, that they in fact had the COVID on them, because I interviewed a young man who was a student at St. Louis Medical University Medical School, and one of his buddies was in Missouri National Guard medical unit. They were given the task of doing COVID testing with these swabs, and these young men, these are guys in their mid to late 20s. They thought, wouldn't it be fun to mail in 600 swabs that were never touched a human being, which they did. They all came back positive for COVID. Now, there's only one way that can happen. That would be if the COVID was on these supposedly sterile swabs. Right, Chance?
John, you were an investigator for many years of your life. The person that infected these swabs with the virus itself, could that not be, sir, a case for premeditated murder?
Well, of course it would be. First-degree murder means you intended to murder somebody. And even though the fatality rate was only 0.3%, it's still murder is murder. And so, yes, obviously, that whoever was responsible for that would be could be possibly charged with first degree murder. The real murder, of course, came with the vaccine. The real murder. The people who died from COVID were all within 1 year of dying from something. They were very fragile, very fragile, mostly because of age and things that they've experienced over their life.
Sure.
So that's unfortunate. It's sad that these people died a year early, but on one hand, on the other, they were within a year of death anyway. What's really sad is that this fear is what caused people to really line up to get the COVID clot shot, which they continue to do. We'll see how this plays out. If there's various doctors and scientists who believe they've come up with protocols to help the vaccinated, I don't know that any of them will work. I hope and pray that they do, but there's no evidence that I can rely on that they will work. I did the same thing that you and your wife did with the protocols with the vitamins and zinc and so forth. I don't believe I had COVID. My wife thinks I had it. I had a head cold for 3 days and I was better. No big deal. So I don't, you know, I'm not about to get tested. So for me, it was no big deal. I may have had it. I may not. A 3 day head cold is not a big deal. And sounds like you had about the same experience, Chance, didn't you?
I did. But at the time, you know, I knew of people that were admitted to the hospital for so-called COVID, and they were put on ventilators, which appeared to make the issue much worse in the end. In some cases, I had heard of some folks that actually died while on the ventilator.
Oh, yes.
As we both know, they were receiving stipends or funding from the federal government, one for once you were diagnosed, and then more. I can't remember what the number was. Was it $16,000 on the average if you were put on a ventilator? So, you know, these hospitals, of course, now they had a financial initiative to, you know, go ahead and admit these people into the hospital and get them on ventilators. The whole thing just is sickening.
It is. It is. Well, the wife of a very dear friend of mine, she was in the hospital. She had a tracheotomy, the ventilator, the whole nine yards. And she was in ICU. He was already making arrangements for her funeral when she miraculously recovered. That was the exception, not the rule, wasn't it?
Oh, for sure, because I haven't heard of anyone coming out of that better than they went in. And unfortunately, I'm not saying all hospitals are this way, but in many, many cases, you come into a hospital and you're admitted as a patient, you'll probably leave with things that, you know, you didn't go in for in the first place, other issues, right?
Right.
So, unfortunately, that's the rule. Right. And we've lost a lot of good people, good friends, some even in the military. It's very, very unfortunate what happened. But I know what you say. We don't have any type of a protocol out there that's going to reverse this damage from the vaccine. But boy, I hope there's some people out there working on it, John.
Of course there are. Well, going back to the Cleveland Clinic, the evidence shows, and the evidence is now clear and convincing because they keep such good track of their people. A healthy 30-year-old man who has had five of these clot shots, he normally would be expected to die at 85 years old on average.
Right.
He's now expected to die at 50 years old. He's lost 35 years lost 24 years of life, excuse me. So he would die at 60 years old instead of 85 years old. All-cause mortality is one thing that can't be faked. We've seen the state of Washington, for example, admitted publicly that everybody who died of a gunshot was listed as a COVID death. This is one tiny example. And this crime continues. On the first day of November, unfortunately, President Trump is complicit in this. He still takes pride in allegedly creating a safe and effective vaccine in less than 9 months, which I think everybody knows that can't be done, don't they? Doesn't everybody know you can't create a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less?
Including the FDA, who has come out and stated that in order to get a drug on the market, it has to go through human testing, and it takes a couple of years normally. On the low end, that's right.
Right.
And so when you don't properly test a drug or a vaccine, there's always going to be complications. But in this case, it was more sinister than that. Once the doctors that you've talked about over the years have dissected this vaccine and found
absolutely. Chance, we got a break. Call number 512-248-8252.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie away.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. And Chance, we have a special that will be on my website, but let's go ahead and talk about that. Your grand assortment and the energy cleaner. How does that work, sir?
Sure. For folks who are not familiar with the grand assortment, this is over 2,000 servings of food, most of which have a 20-year shelf life. In this package, you're going to receive basically every single thing that we carry, all of our organic powders, organic herbs and spices, fruits, vegetables, even chicken, eggs, cheese. I mean, it's a huge pack, and it's about enough food for one person for an entire year. In this package, you're also going to receive free shipping to the lower 48 states and discounted shipping to Alaska and Hawaii as well. What John and I have done is we put together an incentive for those folks that need to prepare or just are not there yet in their preparation for themselves and or their extended family. Another wonderful product, John, the Energy Cleaner Plus, a discount on the mattress pads. John, I'll let you talk about the Energy Cleaner and the mattress pads, but I think this is just a win-win for everyone that's been wanting to prepare and that's on a budget. And, you know, this, I think, would be very, very helpful.
Well, the Energy Cleaner I talk about a lot, and that will be included in the package. Plus, I'm offering the mattress pads at a 25% discount to those who participate in this offer to help people, as many people as we can, to get their lives back. So the combination of the grand assortment and the Energy Cleaner is a great combination and a great savings, and I hope people will participate in that. We'll have it on my website probably by Monday, maybe sooner, working with your webmaster on that, to get the as many of these units out as we can.
Well, this is, you know, this is so important right now. We're dealing with wars on two sides. As a matter of fact, John, if I can just take a second, I did a show Monday night. And it was on a Christian channel. And two scriptures came up that I'd like to share with your permission.
Sure, let's hear it. Go ahead.
Ecclesiastes 3, and this is verse 8, declares, there's a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. In a world filled with sin, hatred, and evil, war is inevitable. So the scripture that goes along with that is Peter 2, verse 17. The most important thing that we can do in a time of war is to be praying for godly wisdom for our leaders, praying for quick resolution to conflicts, and praying for a minimum of casualties among civilians on both sides. I don't know about you, brother, but that hits home. That really hits home for me, because we can't control what these warmongers are doing, but we can sure pray for the casualties and for the safety of the people who reside in these countries who didn't have a say whether they went to war or not. Agreed?
I agree, absolutely. Prayer works, and prayer is powerful. So I certainly agree with that. Thank you for that chance. We appreciate it. Well, Egypt has said they're going to do whatever it takes to keep Palestinians out of their country. They're not accepting any of their Muslim brothers from Palestine to be refugees in Egypt. When a Muslim nation rejects Muslim refugees, that should tell you a lot, don't you think?
It should, just like, you know, this governor of New York setting up sanctuary for these people that are legally coming across our border. And now New York they're having some major problems with all of these illegal aliens camping out on their roads and the streets in areas across the state. Same thing with Lefty California. You know, this sanctuary that was established is causing nothing but major issues, crime, disease, and a few people, if you've been listening to the news, John, they've caught quite a few people on the terror watch list coming in or attempting to come in on the borders. Now, they've caught many. How many got across? You know, how many got through?
Well, let's analyze that a bit. Now, if I was the person in charge of getting the terrorists in the country, in the United States, I would give them training to help them avoid being caught. And that's probably what's happened. So we don't know how many weren't caught. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bayonets.
Lay me down in the cauldron where I fall. Many men have gone.
My website is thelibertyman.com. You spend a lot of time there educating yourself, informing yourself, making yourself happy, making yourself sad, making yourself angry, and quite frankly, information that we've checked out to make sure it's truthful. Yes, there's photographs of two of the three Joe Bidens. I'm not convinced there's at least three Joe Bidens, the real one. And there's differences that are easy to tell. The easiest, the quickest, is the right ear. The real Joe Biden has a dangling earlobe. If one of the two fake Joe Bidens, one we see the most, has an attached earlobe. This man, these men, are photographed and videoed pretty much 7 days a week, frequently with close-ups. I watched the State of the Union last January to see which Joe Biden it was. It was a fake Joe Biden with the attached earlobe, giving the State of the Union to the country and to the world. Now, body doubles have been used for centuries by various kings and potentates and dictators to keep them safe in unsafe areas. on one hand. On the other, I'm pretty sure that the Secret Service regards the U.S. Capitol as a secure location for the president to give a State of the Union address. So I just want to point that out. And the photographs are right there at thelibertyman.com. Products that will help you. It's wintertime's not far away. Liberated rocket heaters are in stock, ready for minute shipment. Mine's going here in my living room, keeping the whole home warm and cozy and saving me money. We have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And, of course, energy cleaners. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Arthritis pain problems, same thing. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee and energy cleaner. Energy cleaners, the mattress pads that go with them, are at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance with Simply Clean Foods down in the beautiful state of Texas. Your warehouse is stocked up and ready for shipment, isn't it, Chance? Hello, Chance. Okay, I don't know.
We were muted. Yeah, we were muted there. With that last big sale, we had the ability to work some of the stock down that we had a lot of extra product. And so that allows us to bring new products in, which we're always excited to share on your show. So, yeah, we have plenty of product, folks. Go to libertyman.com, click on that panel, that link, and you'll have a link right to our website, and use the code LibertyMan, to save an additional amount and guarantee free shipping on all orders over $20. John, I asked you what the prepper tip for the day was. Prepare for winter.
It is. And prepper tip of the day is to prepare for winter. Go ahead, Chance.
And you talked about that a little bit with the rocket stove. And here's just another tip for those that are definitely on a budget and would like to keep their home a little warmer at night. So here's something that you can do. You get cardboard from boxes that you've received or from stores or whatever, and you cut cardboard to fit the inside of your window frame throughout your home. What you do is you allow sunlight to come through your house during the day, but the moment that the sun goes down, you want to put this cardboard. It acts as an insulator and keeps that hard-earned heat in your home. Not all of it, but most of it, right? So one or two pieces of cardboard in every window, you can take those down in the morning but put them up at night. You'd be surprised on your energy savings alone of up to 30% energy savings throughout the night. So just another little tip there. For those that
If you don't have access to cardboard, foam core, which is used for posters, quarter-inch thick foam core is relatively inexpensive. Of course, sheets of foam from the hardware store are not that expensive either, that a person could cut to fit very snugly into those windows. And something that would be less burdensome would be insulated curtains that could be drawn across the windows at night. And putting up and taking down panels, whatever they might be, is something that it's another chore to be added to the list of chores. But there's a lot of different ways to accomplish that goal, aren't there, Chance?
There are, and that's why I mentioned for those that are on a serious budget, because with inflation, John, I'm talking to, and I bet you have an opportunity to talk to local people in your community. I'm hearing a lot, and from some even your customers, they're having a very difficult time just putting food on the table, just paying their utility bills, putting gas in the car to go to work.
You're right. And something that my wife and I've noticed is more people walking on the road, typically out here, because there's such great distances between homes and businesses. We rarely, even in the summertime, rarely see people walking, but I see more people walking on our highways out here. How about you?
Same thing. I mean, we're out in the country, so we don't see, but in town, yes. a lot more traffic on the roads, foot traffic on the roads. And in the weekends, I don't know if you've noticed this, but you're not seeing as much automobile traffic on the roads and byways as well. So people don't have the additional, expense or money to go on a little vacation or go or travel to a lake or whatever that is. They're just hoping that they have enough fuel to get back forth to work every day. Right. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of help out there for these folks. And so that's what I mentioned. If you're on a budget, you can do these things. And yes, insulating curtains would be wonderful, but there's a price that comes with it.
There's an expense for that, obviously. Well, you're right. And the first thing that gets cut back in people's budgets is discretionary spending. But when I was a landlord, it was a wake-up call for me about Americans' priorities. I had 57 rental units. About half of them were single-family homes, half were apartments. And it was frequently I would personally collect the rent because I wanted to see the condition of my property. So I would show up at the renter's apartment or their home. And, oh, John, I'll be late on the rent. So they're telling me why they're going to be late on the rent. I see tobacco products on the table. I see alcohol products on the table. Cable TV. You know, I was the guy who owned the real estate, but I didn't have cable TV. All of which are discretionary spending. And so they have these products that they're using every day, but they can't pay the rent. And of course, that still goes on. People's priorities and can be sometimes skewed. My friend, Command Sergeant Major Page, he's traveled all over the world, spent a year of his life in Africa a few years back. He says, John, Americans have trouble telling the difference between necessities and needs and things that aren't necessary. So I made that observation firsthand, Chance.
Well, wants and needs, let's talk about that for a second. Did you know for the average family of four, the cell phone bill at the end of the month or whatever date that happens is approximately $300? Why is it so high? Because mom and dad and Billy and Julie, they all have a cell phone. But they don't have regular cell phones, John. They have the newest version of the Galaxy or the iPhone or something like that, right? Well, that data plan that they're on is not cheap, right? So that's why these bills are $300 a month. You can get plans. I mean, yeah, it's great that you're able to get a hold of Johnny and Julie, but you can go with a much lower, not as many perks and things like that phones, and still have the ability to keep track of everyone and get that bill probably cut in half. So, Absolutely. Unfortunately, that's what we're dealing with. These are, like you say, needs and wants. You could cut out a lot of things, you know, that you're doing on a daily basis to get to the point, for temporarily at least, to where you're sustainable. One other thing that you and I talked about last year was, you know, there's opportunities out there to earn some extra cash, right? There's ways that mom and dad things they can do at home to bring in an additional $400 to $500 a month. These things are going to be very important. You don't want this to sneak up on you, and then, you know, now you've got credit card debt and you're filing for bankruptcy. And that's what's coming. One more thing, John. I have so much information to pass on, but I follow home sales, and I listen to a few people who are experts in their field, and they're saying home sales have come to almost a halt across this country. Of course, there's still some cash buyers out here, but here's their predicament. You have a home, let's say it's worth $250,000. You sell that home, and you go to purchase another home at an interest rate of now it's 9%, John, 9%.
Right.
So that person selling their home is like, no, this is not viable. I can't afford to move. I need to stay in my home because I've got a 2.9 or 3.5% fixed rate. And so people are just, you know, that's why it's just come to a halt. We also have a bubble, a huge bubble in both residential real estate and especially commercial real estate with skyscrapers, these huge buildings that have been vacant for many, many years since the beginning of COVID.
Since 2000, yeah. Well,
working from home. Yes, sir.
Exactly. It used to be commercial real estate was one of the most rock solid investments a person could make. That all changed in 2020, didn't it?
It did. And, you know, your banking system, this was one of their favorite things to invest in, was commercial real estate. Now their clients are defaulting on these so-called commercial loans, right? So the banks, even some of your small banks, will invest in commercial real estate where there's another bubble forming there. And they're talking about it. We could have a major commercial crash that will lead into a residential real estate crash as well. And the federal government has said, we're not going to be able to bail you out anymore. As a matter of fact, the FDIC just admitted that they do not have enough funding. They're begging the Federal Reserve for more cash. They don't have enough federal funding to stop a bank run, right? So, yeah, we're in very interesting times, John, and we'll see how this plays out.
Well, we'll have no choice except to see it play out. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, going back, most people have cable TV where they pay money every month for television. I've never had that, still don't have it, on one hand. On the other, my wife is very brilliant when it comes to these matters. I have access to more than 1,000 television channels at no charge per month, everything you can imagine. If a person looks into it, they can find ways. You know, broadcast television is still available, isn't it?
It is, and there's an app. I don't, you know, normally recommend any companies, but there is an app for your computer called, and your phones, called Pluto TV. So it's the a lot of programs, movies, shows from the past, even some current stuff that's completely free of charge. What's the cost to it? You got to watch commercials, right? You have to, right. You can't skip the commercials. This is how they're able to do that. But if you want to just cut your cable, right, turn off your Dish network and still watch entertaining and some news outlets as well, check out Pluto TV. You can get a cord called an HDMI that plugs in the side of your computer and plug it right into the back of your TV. And now you've got free broadcasting on your big screen TV at home. So, yeah, there's definitely ways of doing this, and everything helps. Another thing that you can do is look at your food bill. You know, look at what you're purchasing. There are luxuries in life, like sweets and things like that, but that you really maybe don't need. How about just bringing in staples? We have some very clean staples available to you, like our lentils and our garbanzo beans and minimally processed beans and rice and things like that. That goes a long way to feeding your family. Is it a gourmet dinner? No. But will it save you $100 a month yet?
Good advice. Good advice. Well, discretionary spending in these times takes the biggest hit first. Dining out, sporting events, music events, that's all discretionary spending. Vacation becomes a week at Aunt Nellie's house instead of a week at a nice hotel. And so that a large part of our economy is the industry that caters to all that, isn't it?
It is, you know, and it's not, I believe in balance in life, John. Yes, you need to play as hard as you work sometimes to keep that balance. But there are things that you can do close to home. You don't need to travel a state away or, you know, 200 or 300 miles. There are things that you can do at home to keep the, you know, kids content and happy right there in your own backyard by, you know, creating your own type of event. But this is something that we're seeing. Highway traffic is highly diminished right now because people are trying to save money. And I think that as time goes on, due to Saudi Arabia and our current administration shutting down our pipelines, we're going to be looking at the price of crude. They say once it hits $150 to $175 a barrel, guys, that equates to fuel, you know, up to $10 a gallon. I told you when I was in California, I took a picture, $7.29 per gallon at a major gas station. And so coming to a neighborhood near you, you've got to be prepared for this.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. This hour, we'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is five times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
BlackoutCoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this hour flew by, didn't it, Chance?
It really did, brother. It really did. I would just say to folks, keep your ear to the ground. Pay attention to what's going on, not only in your backyard and your community, but around the world. War does seem inevitable. This is what... they like to do, the warmongers. It's very profitable for them. very dangerous for us. So keep your ear to the ground. Follow the tips, the prepper tips that John has been sharing with you over the years, and just, you know, get prepped. Get prepped now. If you need help on the food side of things, feel free to give us a call at 737-400-2066, 737-400-2066. Our email is simplycleanfoods, the symbol at chef.net, chef.net. And if you're interested in one of these wonderful and very attractive shelters, that website is www.f as in Frank, M as in Mary, G as in golf, I as in India, fmgi.org. We are a nonprofit company, and hopefully for folks out there that want to see some positive change and get some folks that are in desperate need of shelter, we would love to work with you. Send us an email at sales@fmgi.org.
Okay. Is there a link from your main Simply Clean Foods website to the shelter website?
No, sir. No, sir. That's why I want to give it out over air. It is okay. fmgi.org. Real simple, fmgi.org. You can actually see photos of the shelters. And this is a website that we just got up finally, and we're going to be adding to that as we go along. So
so that's Foxtrot Mike Golf India, right?
That is correct.
Okay, real good. Well, these shelters are really a game changer. Very high quality, ready to go. You can have the shelter erected, put in place, and ready to live in just a matter of hours, can't you?
That's a fact. They're completely insulated. There's already electrical outlets in. They're actually beautiful on the outside and the inside. There's plenty of room for your belongings. We have optional furniture and things like that, toilet, showers that can be purchased separately. But what's cool, John, about these shelters is if you don't like your view, you can collapse these. They're almost 7 feet tall. You can collapse these down to 2 feet and move them to a different area. So that's what's different about these shelters. And because they're insulated, it takes very little to heat them and to cool them. So go to fmgi.org. Pretty soon, John, you're going to have a link to that as well. Yes, sir?
Absolutely. And we'll get that up. And I'll make a note to my notepad to get my webmaster to put up a link. We'll make it part of the Simply Clean Food panel, so it's everything's together at one spot.
Okay, very good. Well, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Okay. We'll cut it forward ahead and make this Wednesday. If we have a top hour break, we have open lines. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.